Hi everybody. Hi, hello. You are back to the Chill Sisters podcast. If this is your first time, the Chill Sisters podcast is where two friends that are living far apart in the world come together every week to talk about their day, how their week went, things that are happening, just having a good time. And we invite you guys to come and sit with us. Let's have a discussion. Let's have fun. That's basically what we do. We talk about trending issues. We go on the streets for gossips. Rashida does her department. So it's a good one. It's a fun podcast. Thank you for coming back. Educational stuff on and off too. We do everything. Thank you so much for coming back every week to listen to us. This week, we discussed about the current protest that is going on in Nigeria. It was a sad one, but we had no choice but to do that. Rashida and I both went to the street. Interesting ones. You don't want to miss that. Thank you so much. Have a nice one. Enjoy.
Hey, hey, hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. If
Welcome.
It's your first time here, my name is Rashida.
Even if it's not your first time here, and I'm your sister. I'll be second in life from Abuja. Why are you making faces? I accommodate everybody. Only new people when they acknowledge. So handsome.
In case it's your first time, you're just coming across.
So
this
my people,
podcast.
I'm your once again. You're welcome. Don't mind Rashida, please.
Oh my gosh.
Our new and existing listeners.
Every opportunity to attack me, you sis, you get excited. It gingers you. It makes your adrenaline go up.
Rashida, let me even expose you further.
Oh my God.
Why are we wearing almost the same thing?
Copy, copy.
It's like my Rashida has this morning spring spirit over me. I don't know. Why? What is happening?
You are a copycat. I don't know what you did.
Please don't steal my style.
Mm-mm.
I don't like it.
We are matching. You see, talking about you copy my style. I've been getting compliments this few days. I got one today. Yesterday, one man. I don't know.
They don't know you're an old woman with children, but
this one, he even saw me with my children. He was calling me. He was saying, hello, hello. I said, oh, look at me. Yeah, you don't see children. Now me born them. These are my kids.
Really?
Yeah, I just wanted to chip that in that I'm getting compliments. So that means
that you're still with
I'm still on fire.
In case some people don't know, FYI.
In case some people don't know,
Kunji,
I'm on fire.
Rashida is still popping.
I'm still popping.
Rashida is still popping.
I have to explain. Excuse me. As it should be. Yeah.
No, Rashida, you don't need to explain as a as a bad girl that you are.
As a Gen Z baddie that I am.
Love to give us. It's good. I love it. Alpha.
I did. This is how was your week?
My week was good. I'm doing that as always. What else? Everything was good. Because of the protest and everything that's happening in Nigeria.
Yes, it's
not going to
stop us. Don't add protest. Let me ask you. I just say good. Let's stop it there. I don't want to.
You want to determine the scope of my week that I will discuss. Rashida, choose one thing. Is either you want to know about my week or not?
No, because you start the protest now and we'll divert. Me to ask me how my week was. This is don't I'm just not, enter I'm, protest I'm, because I, by the time you mention
no.
protest, you are going to use like 1 hour talking about that protest. I want to tell you what I did during this week. Please, you sis, allow me to say, don't scatter my brain before I tell you what I did.
So, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time, Rashida doesn't want to know about Nigeria. This is a very good development because it works for me. Most of the times, I don't want to discuss Nigerian issue, but she insists. At the end of the day, she'll tell me she can't relate. So, today that you don't want to, we'll discuss it.
Oh God, I'm in trouble.
But lucky enough for you, no. Lucky enough for you, I've been avoiding talking about Nigeria. So, but unwillingly,
just tell them the truth.
No, okay. My week was okay, Alhamdulillah. Save for things that are happening, you know.
And it involves
The truth is that me and you,
issues that led to the protests.
since we discussed about Nigeria on the phone, we spent how many hours discussing about Nigeria? So Eustace is tired already. And I cannot go through that process again,
And
Eustace.
not only Regina, with so many other people, I'm like, you don't do her
Is
big. I'm not a
by
representative.
the
I'm
time
not a senator. I'm not an appointee of this government. But what can we do? We are healthy. We're healthy. We are alive. Allah has given us another chance, to try again. Alhamdulillah, all jokes apart. Alhamdulillah, my week has been okay. The weather has been lovely in Abuja. So chill. It gets chilly at night, So beautiful weather. We have good health. There's family. We have friends. So Alhamdulillah.
That's amazing to hear something different, you know. Alhamdulillah, no family member was affected with this because it did affect a lot of people and their families. It's crazy. But you know what I'm thinking? The protests needed to be done.
Yeah, of course.
They
See,
needed.
Rashida, how was your week? Let's not start.
No, my week was fine. I'm trying to relax as much as I can. We went to the movies today and we
Ooh.
watched Despicable Me.
Ew.
The kids love it.
Yeah,
Oh,
that the new one, the four, right?
Despicable Me 4. Yeah, that was what we wanted. They loved it. My second son was saying he wants to go back again tomorrow. I told him that you think you just go there and they'll tell you enter. So,
Rashida, please let these kids enjoy.
Yusis, let them enjoy.
We are
Is it
pulling our hand.
you watch movie today? Yes, already talking about going back again tomorrow. Is that how it's been done?
And because the movie is sweet now, it's sweet.
It's the popcorn and the
It's sweet.
nachos, the drinks that is the highlight. So I think that's why he wants to go back again. Yeah, so that was it. Nothing more to that.
You are looking peng. You are healthy too, so.
I'm healthy
What?
and good.
Wait, Rashida, there's been riots going on in some places in the UK, Southport, Liverpool, and stuff. I don't know if you
Oh,
heard about
really?
it. So it's not only Nigeria that we are protesting.
Yeah, it has. The fever
Can you
has.
imagine?
The fever has.
She doesn't
No,
see the kind of light that she does
oh.
see me. She doesn't mean care.
Wait, do you see me? When you look at me, what do you see? Take a look at me. What do you see? Do you see me that I'm,
I see Rashida.
you see, Rashida? Do I look like somebody that wants to be stressing myself up and down? Do I look like.
She has turned to, she suddenly turned to a stammerer. It's okay, I understand. You just want to chill and relax your nerves. I get it.
This is this
Sorry,
life.
sorry for asking you.
If something happened to me because I want to be an advocate of the fight for Nigeria, for better governance, for end bad governance, you know, if something happened to me, I would just be a number. Look at all the people that went out to protest peacefully. Some of them did not go back home.
Yeah,
That
it's
was the
actually
end of it.
sad. I think it's the end, and I think it's only appropriate that we use this moment to send our condolences to all the families that have lost somebody. There are family members that have been hurt during this protest. In my own state, currently, like three states, Borno, Gombe, and Kano have 24 hours curfew because the protest escalated. There's been vandalism and stuff. In my own state, it's a pity. I saw an elderly man, so old, he was shot. And you see, Rashida, I always say this, they don't even change the script, right? Everybody knew it was the state that are going to change the narrative of this protest. You can't send in policemen or military or anybody to come and attack protesters and don't expect it to backfire, most especially in the north. So I was watching this discussion, I think on Arise TV or something. Where did I even watch? I can't remember. And they were having an interview with Uba Sani, the governor of Kaduna State, and he made some analysis that made sense to me. He was like, okay, out of the how many million out of school kids in Nigeria, 70% are from north.
Of
The
course.
poverty index, majority are northerners. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Every bad statistics that exists in Nigeria, majority is in the north. The hunger and everything is worst in the north
Other people
of
will argue with you, but anyway.
Rashida, but these are facts, and I'm not one to argue about facts. The problem with the truth, whether you like it or not, it stands the test of time. So you agree, you don't, it's reality that we are living, everybody can see, right? Thank God I'm from the north. He said the tendency of this protest like to turn violent, it's easy because of those things. And I agree with him, right? Look at Kano. They broke in our ceiling, generators, chairs, mattresses and whatnot, bringing shoes or so. Then if you check other states, it's not like that. For example, Abuja here, protesters, the police were throwing tear gas and canisters and stuff. Then people started running, then some started throwing stones at them, so it's the states that always turn the protest into a violent one. And that's what they want, because they have been hiding behind, okay, this protest will start and it's going to turn violent, it's going to become a riot, anarchy, blah blah blah. They're going to start destroying things. Then it plays to their own playbook. Come on, did you see the people that came out in Kaduna? Did you see the amount of people on the street? The major thing they are protesting about is hunger. They
They
have been
needed to come
protesting about
out.
hunger.
They needed to come
And
out.
you have this political class living in luxury. Do you understand? You don't expect people to protest? Rashida, people cannot afford to eat. Hunger. My aunt in Kaduna was giving me like real time of this, like, and I pity our parents, right? And our grandparents. These are people that witness when with 1,000 you can feed a family for a whole month. Right, you can buy things 1 naira in kobos and stuff. Then now today they can't even buy beans.
You say you're pitying
You
them.
have,
Why are you pitying
because
them?
okay, hold on, I will tell you why I'm pitying them. I pity them because if me and you, right, we are reminiscing about those days, and those days are just like 10, 15 years, and we feel this way, you get demoralized,
I
right?
don't to
Because you
reminisce
used
on
to
any
buy bread,
old good old days.
Rashida. You do, and God will ask you, fear God, this lady. Anyway, jokes apart, right? We'll be thinking about when you used to buy bread, when you used to buy this, when Nigerians that were earning just 100,000, they could go for vacation, Dubai, the UK. Do you understand? There's no middle class in Nigeria now, not at all. Then imagine people that's our parents now. Imagine how they're feeling if you and I are having this talk. So it's really sad. My auntie was telling me, and there's this elderly lady that committed suicide in Kaduna, and she's a Muslim woman. And as a Muslim, you know, when you commit a suicide straight, you know where you're going,
Oh
because it's
God.
totally prohibited for you to commit suicide. So the thing is affecting them psychologically. She was like, in her life, she never knew she would witness this kind of thing in Nigeria. Just last month, people could not buy pepper because just two, three pieces of pepper is around 300, 400, whatever. Tomatoes was out of the questions. It became for the rich in Nigeria. Then you,
Crazy.
in the same country, the people that, quote unquote, you voted for. All right, the leaders, the political class, are there buying cars worth 163 million. They are building, not even building, they are completing the vice president residence for 21 billion. This is the one they announced, right? The
Billion.
president is getting new jet, a yacht. They are buying the first lady, which is not an official office in the constitution of Nigeria. They are buying her cars worth billions. Then what are you
Billions.
telling me? And these are the, yeah, do you understand? And at the same breath, you are telling Nigeria to tighten their belt, that things are going to be hard, but the future is
It's
bright.
bright.
So it's you cannot,
And that they
they are
should
not
go to
even
the
wearing
farm.
belt, talk less of tightening it.
They say
Do you
you guys,
understand?
it's you guys that don't want to go.
Naroba did their own.
It's you guys that don't want to go to the farm and farm. They have told you guys that people should go and farm
Our dear first lady said we should, that we can see. She has a garden that she's, this is where she grows the fruit for her husband. This is where she cooks it.
organic fruit.
People are sleeping under the bridge. The real farmers cannot go to the farm because of insecurity and banditry and whatnot. This is one of the reasons why food are even expensive in Nigeria. How many people have space? When do you even have a home or house that you have extra space that you'll be farming? Where? Who will
Excuse
give you?
me.
For which Nigeria?
Is your mental health even
How can
enough
people be
for you
out
to
of
go and
touch with reality?
until you have peace of mind, until you can see that, okay, my house rent has been paid, I have food on the table before you even think of doing, because like farming in your backyard, these are like the extra things you do in your free
Rashida,
time.
wait.
It's like
How
hobbies.
many people have backyard?
No, let's assume you have backyard.
This lady. How many? No, we will not assume it. We will not assume it. It's not me and you that will be living fantasy on this podcast. We will face reality together. How many people have backyard?
God.
How many? What are we saying? How many people have backyard?
It's crazy.
Before the protest, she now brought a basket of ugu, fresh ugu, that this is a harvest from.
Nigeria said, "Well done, flower girl." I went on that the comment section. I laughed. They insulted her.
The
no, how can you be?
Finish me.
How can you be that insensitive?
Is this not the ugu that they bought from my place?
No, no, you cannot be that insensitive.
The day she planted to the harvest, Gabadia was 20 something. They say, Abba farmer.
It's crazy. It's
like,
crazy.
They are not in touch. They are not in touch with.
No, I don't believe they are not in touch. I don't believe they are not in touch.
I never knew. What I mean by they are not in touch is, right, they know there's a problem.
They have decided
they
not.
It's
yes,
not there.
It's not
they
there.
Are, okay, they are gaslighting the whole of Nigeria.
Thank you very
they
much.
They are gaslighting the whole of.
And did you see your president has refused to come out to address it? But when it was time for election, he came out and said, "Oh, Emilokan, it's my time.
Emilokan,
it's my time.
Talking, disturbing everybody."
He said this, he said that, but now he has. But do you blame him? Buhari was the one who started this thing of like ignoring people.
Yes,
and not. And he's taking over. He's doing it well. He's Buhari started it.
Yep.
If you guys like,
let
them be shooting you in front of Aso Rock. Let
it's your business.
It's your business. Buhari will never say anything. Yep. And now Tinubu has taken over. He kept quiet. Yep. Unfortunately for him, Lagosians are not happy with this. This is not what they are used to. They expect him to come out and say, okay. Did you know what happened in Bauchi? So when everybody was protesting, in Bauchi said they didn't come out to do destruction and stuff. So what happened was the governor of Bauchi state, he used logic. What he decided to do was on that day of protest, he said everybody should go to the graveyard. That they are going to sweep the graveyard. So as you're entering the graveyard, they're giving you 10,000 naira. So all the young boys and everybody in Bauchi state were at the graveyard doing the work of the Lord.
They lie.
Sweeping. Logic.
I didn't hear this. So can somebody
logic. Logic. My auntie was saying it in the group chat. I'm like, okay, at least for that day, they have 10,000 naira. They will use it to eat. And I don't know. It's not enough, but it was.
What will 10,000 do for
I know, but it calmed down the people of the states.
It worked.
At that
but
moment,
that's what
it worked.
Saying, Rashida.
Exactly. If other governors had done something
saying,
logical.
Rashida, that's the problem. They like using short-term solutions, right? Short-term solutions.
Yeah.
Okay, I was telling you, breaking down the food prices for you the other day, 10,000, if you, let's say you have a family of four, you, the wife, and two children, the money you're going to, this one is not going to last you more than 2 days. With, let's say you have like kinamada, other things at home, kina, rice, flour, whatever. Do you understand? This is a short-term solution.
It is.
The thing that pains me more is they have been announcing this protest for almost a month. They have done everything but address the issue.
Yeah.
Trying to turn it into an ethnic thing. And I saw that the Igbo people refused to come out, and I'm happy they didn't. Because if you notice, they were trying to put the whole thing on Peter Obi, that he's the one organizing the thing. Then it happened that more people came out from the north.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if it was the eastern part of Nigeria. So this man came and the tribalism, the ethnic bigotry in Nigeria went 100%, Rashida.
They have been able to know that no matter what they do, no matter what happens in Nigeria, if you put tribalism into it, it's going to work. As a Nigerian, no matter how you hold yourself and say, okay, I can't be tribalistic, I'm a neutral person. If somebody comes and tell you about a tribe, you feel some certain ways about it. So that tribalism thing, it's in every Nigerian blood, no matter how hard you try not to be part of it, and they know that,
use
and they use that
and tribalism.
You're done with Nigerians if you use any of that.
Well, hunger doesn't know tribe.
Exactly.
Hunger doesn't know religion.
Yep.
And that's the problem. I didn't think they knew the north would come out in their
numbers,
tens of thousands. But my auntie was telling me, and it's true, I met somebody the other day, like this somebody that is chubby, that's what runs Jenna the Tumbi. Rashida, come and see him.
Wow.
What happened? Miss Amika, what happened to you? Take your body away. My aunt was telling me that people that you know, they'll come and pass and you cannot even recognize them. And it's true. It's true. A friend of mine was telling me, okay, she works in a bank, right? At the end of the month, she has people that she helps, Erin, Kinga, family members and stuff with everything that's happening in Nigeria. She said the worst thing is, and I agreed with her, we were discussing, like, it's not the average people that you know that were when Nelson Chikoroko. No. Respectable people are
That's
the ones
sad.
begging.
That's
Like, they
sad.
have no other thing but to, they have to ask you.
Oh,
They
God.
have, like, no other option. They don't think camp, but there's no way. She was like, these are people that used to help her when she was in school, secondary school. They'll come and visit her, give her food and stuff. Now they're asking her for money. She was like, what can I do? And there's the least you can give a person in Nigeria now. The reason why I said, what would 10,000 do? And the worst thing that can happen to you, Rashida, I think, is for you to have an affluent life before, then suddenly everything is downhill. It's the
Oh
worst thing.
my God.
It better that man, you're imagining managing your life. Do you understand? If they
Yeah,
hit you
growing
really, this
small,
one
small.
is to readjust back.
Yeah.
But this sudden downfall, the sorrows, so, and I was like, this is the story, right? Whenever you discuss with anybody in depth about these issues, this is what they tell you. Like, everybody has similar story. And the problem is they don't know that you yourself, right, Dikarofo Asirine, you're trying to manage your life. But you know you are better than them, right? So they have turned Nigerians to beggars. Look at this guy. I'm sure you must. His video was like going all around the web. This one protester, he was complaining bitterly about having a son. I think his son is 13 or something,
Oh,
and he's a very good programmer.
yeah, and he can't buy
Thank you.
him
I'm
data.
sure you
I
saw it.
saw that.
You
It
know,
gave me goosebumps.
he can't. He can't. That data.
You're looking
Ooh,
at your
look
child,
at the
and your
issue. So
child is good.
thank you.
Nigeria
Thank you.
would
And
just make
data.
the dreams of that child go down.
Thank you very much. Nigeria kills your dream, kills everything.
It does.
Rashida knows. She will call me. I'll be like, Rashida, I didn't do anything. Why, right? I have work to do, but I don't even have the motivation to even honor my system. Like, you're just down psychologically because of everything that is happening around you. You receive call from the village. You see, as a human being, it doesn't necessarily have to happen to you directly for you to feel the effect, even though every Nigerian is feeling one thing or the other, right? But you know you're better than thousands and thousands and millions of people. So psychologically, even if you're intentional, right, about avoiding these things, I don't want to think about it. What would I do?
It's not
Like, you
possible.
need a distraction, and
It's not possible.
it's not possible. How can you escape it? And it's actually sad. Data, you can't buy data for your child, and you know his abilities. Or is it the woman that was complaining bitterly? She was like, look at this sack with 10,000, or is this 20,000? She will fill two of these sacks, but today, nothing. It's just one small letter
Or was
that she's
it
going to
the
carry.
woman that was moving around with her empty pot?
Oh, Rashida. Hi. Oh, I was like, what kind of life is this? This woman could be anybody's mother, right? Like, it's not your smartness or wisdom, right, that made you to be where you are today. It could be your mother, it could be anybody's mother.
And you know the
Empty
sad
pot.
part of this whole thing? The sad part of this whole thing is that Nigeria is not a poor country. If Nigeria was a poor country, we'll say that, okay, yes, it's a poor country. The government, they try their best. We can see that they're really struggling. It's just that the money that is not
Struggle.
being circulated well in Nigeria, that is where the problem is.
Insensitivity. No. See, all the policy is anti-people. They, and they don't care. They are always, we are planning, we are about to, we can't see it. To show how insensitive they are, I'm sure you must have seen the video too, where the Senate president is mocking the protesters that you people are going out to protest will be inside eating.
That was so
How can
crazy
you
when
say
I
that?
heard
Anyway,
that.
for Akpabio to be a Senate president in Nigeria, you know where we are. How can Akpabio be the Senate president in Nigeria? He's the number three. So, Rashida, all the policies or majority of the policies are anti-people. They keep borrowing, but it's for themselves, right? We don't see it on ground. So what do you want
Yeah.
people to do? What do you want people to do?
It's
Hunger doesn't know
crazy.
tribe, hunger doesn't know religion.
The demand of this protest wasn't much. I just wanted to listen at what the protesters were demanding. They're like, return the fuel subsidies and reverse of petrol prices to below 300 naira, reform the judiciary, better resource control, management and transparency, further increase the minimum wage of no less than 250,000 naira. That was crazy. You know they're never going to do that. 70,000 is even a big problem
It's
for
not
that.
going to work.
Addressing security concerns and police brutality, we've been talking about this for forever. Then initiating electoral reforms for free and fair elections, we definitely need that. Reopening of the national borders to free up trade. Then the last one, the last one was the one that got me laughing. The resignation of the president. They need him to resign.
Yeah,
So
so you died there in UK.
the government responded that, okay, this is what you guys said you want. This is what we can do. So we are going to do 50% reduction of the price for a 50 kg bag of rice, since you guys said you're hungry. Presidential directive to They said they will do presidential directive to sell crude to Dangote in local currency. Suspension of import duties to cushion the effects of inflation trade in Nigeria. Implementation of new minimum wage. They will not give you guys 250,000 naira, but they will implement a new minimum wage. Approval of 50,000 naira for 10,000 young people within Niger Delta. Unblocking of all blocked phone lines due to non-leakage of national identification numbers to safeguards. These people are crazy. Did you see what Nigerians are asking?
When
And do you
did you
see?
see this list? When did you see this list? I didn't even see it. Did they release it today?
I think it was yesterday.
Business day?
Yeah, something like that. So it was like a list of what protesters wanted and what the
No, I
government.
know about the list of the protesters. It's the reply from the government that I'm not aware of.
Okay, that was what
That's
the
where
government.
my
Yeah,
confusion lies.
that was what the government said they are able to do. They'll reduce bag of rice for you guys. They'll sell crude oil, Nigerian currency. They'll give 10,000 youths 50,000 naira for the Niger Delta. And they'll unblock. You were complaining last week of SIM blockage. They'll unblock it for you. So don't worry about that, okay? Don't worry, though. Why are you not talking? Say something, Eusis. This is weak. She cannot believe it. Eusis, let's move on from the protests and Nigeria problem.
Please, please.
We might end up using the whole day talking about this if we don't intentionally move on.
And it won't be enough.
It won't be enough.
Before we round up the protest thing, somebody just posted this
Okay.
on their status, and I think it's good we share it, like close it up, right? He said we are on the brink of a catastrophe, wallahi. Ruwan ɗan wake wannan ba a zubarwa yanzu.
Okay.
Mata karɓa suke yi a samu a ɗan dama kunu da shi don ya yi ƙauri.
Oh my
Idan
God.
garin kunu ya samu kenan. Plant weeds da ba a ci yanzu tsinkarwa ake yi a haɗa da dusa a yi kwaɗo. Da ido na naga abubuwan nan wallahi. Please, Rashida, you know you are the English woman. If you can
Oh
translate for them,
God. So, okay.
it's really sad.
What that message was saying is like, you don't put me for tight corner. You, I beg.
Nigeria's wahala, we test your English language. Yes.
So he was just trying to say things
The
are terrible.
thing don't confuse you,
No,
huh?
I know go fit and translate. Which one? I want to talk son of beans. Yes. Did I say that in English? Because wala, I no go fit translate. How come you ask out my brain? This what happened to beg, leave me.
Sorry, our listeners. If you have anybody that understands or speak Hausa language, you might ask them for the favor and let them please kindly translate to you. But it's bad, Sha. It's
It's
bad.
bad. It's bad.
It's
It's just
bad. It's bad.
summarizing how like critical it is that people what they used to throw away before, now they have to improvise and they eat it or they drink it. It's that crazy.
So let me try to translate. Okay, basically, what the person was saying is we are on the brink of a catastrophe. Like the water women use to make dumplings, you usually throw it away, but they now use it to make pap, right? So that they and their children will have something to take, and so that the pap will have a good consistency. Number
That's
two,
crazy.
that's if you get the flour with which you can even make the pap. Then women are now using weeds, right, to make food with it.
Not the weed that people
No,
smoke.
weed like the no, the bad plants. So is that bad in a country that is this rich, this blessed? It's crazy. It's
Yeah.
crazy. Moving on, Rashida, you don't do like that.
All right, you see, I'm beginning to have headache. I kid you not. Like,
Sorry,
I'm
told
beginning
you.
to feel
I
like
told you.
something is draining out of my body. Anyway, let's move to my specialty, the streets.
Sorry, my dear.
You see, you have something on the streets. Hit us.
Let's go and do Gulma in the streets. That one is
Let's bring
better.
back the ginger.
Abio, since the day of the protest, the
Oh my
network in Nigeria
God.
has been
Oh my God.
sabotaged.
You sis, I'm tired. What part
As
of
we are
I'm tired?
recording, it's going on and off. Like, everybody is just tired. I'm sure if you are in Nigeria or you have somebody in Nigeria, you would know it's all the networks: MTN, Airtel, Glo, Nine Mobile. Nine Mobile have been shitty for a while, then coupled with this one.
Yeah.
So I know Nigerians are going through it all at the same time.
Yeah.
So I'm even trying to go to the street, but the street is not coming to me because of the network.
Okay.
Oh,
Oh.
finally. Yes. The street was somebody sent an anonymous message like they do on Twitter so that people will give them advice. That's the deal. So she said, before my husband lost his job, I used to take care of 70% of the expenses, so it wasn't too hard when he lost it. I have a living maid that does everything from laundry to market runs to cooking and a nanny, but she quit recently because her sister gave birth. Since she quit, things has been hard. I get back from work around 8:30 to 9 because of traffic. And because I drive from Berga in Ogun State to Ikeja, my husband sits at home and does nothing. It's tiring and frustrating. He doesn't even feed the kids. I have begged him to start cooking at least, and he called family meeting on my head.
Wow.
My kids sleep in hunger. When I get back, I have to start thinking of what they will eat when they have a father at home. This is really breaking my heart. And when I called his mother to complain, she lectured me for over 4 hours about gender roles. I sleep around 2 a.m. every day and wake up by 4, hoping to beat traffic. I'm thinking of dropping my kids with my mom and then start focusing on myself because my kids' school called me that we are always delaying the bus every time.
Holy
They still
moly.
missed school 3 times last week because their father couldn't prepare them and the bus left them. I really don't know if he expects me to wake 3-year-old twins around 3 a.m. then that I am preparing for work and then prepare them for school when I already woke them around 12 a.m. to eat because their father couldn't fix them dinner, or I should teleport from work to prepare them for school and teleport back. All of these are valid reasons for divorce. But before then, how can I cope? Because this man is complaining because I want to keep my kids with my parents for the meantime. I haven't had time to get another maid, and mine will spend 4 months at least with her sister. How do I handle this before the divorce, please? Because I'm losing my mind already. Rashida, how does she cope? How does she cope? How can she handle this before the divorce, please?
That's
That's what the
crazy.
street is saying.
That's so crazy. That's so crazy. And you know
So
what?
many things to unpack.
Yeah, her being a mother, her being a wife, a natural instinct, she's already looking for all the solutions because the man is not coming up to do it. You know, it's just one thing off her plate. She knows that she has a man at home who is feeding her kids. Her mind is settled. She's at work bringing all the money. You know, see, these things are not hard. I usually say it here. This man, he's not working. If he was working, you say, okay, he's working. What I feel is humanity. It's just the human thing to do. And these are for your kids. Even better. Even if it's your neighbor's child that you can see that the mother is struggling like this, you will help her one, two. Not less, it's not your child though, your neighbor's child. And you see that this is how the mother is struggling. You will help her, not to talk of your own child. And it's not as if it was a situation that led to this. That's one part of this. Number two, why is he not working? And the person that is working, you are not
You
giving
didn't
the
hear
person
what she said.
Let's reverse the case now.
Are you forgetting one thing, though? The mama, his mama, mother-in-law called 4 hours lecture. You forgot that part. She didn't even proffer solution,
No, you
nothing.
see, leave mother-in-law out of this thing. God, leave mother-in-law. I don't care what mother-in-law doing. That one, she's an
That don't
external.
turn Tamara
What is
again.
this say?
Whenever she's coming.
Let's leave mother. Like, if you are you and your husband, you have kids, twins for that matter, and you decide you don't need your mother-in-law. Nobody needs to know what is
No,
happening.
as he carried the matter, go reach the mother-in-law now, you expect a reasonable response, or should try to like salvage the whole situation. Even if to say, okay, let me come and help out before you people get a nanny. They are my grandkids. Even if to pretend,
Yeah.
she did not even pretend though. That's what I mean.
You know, out of all these things, there is nothing that is annoying me than her looking for a solution and the man countering that solution because she's thinking of taking the kids to her mother, and there is a fight in the house that she is not going to take those kids to her mother. So what is happening is that
The
he's
thing
doing
is,
everything
Rashida,
possible to make her say she doesn't want to go
so
for
that
that
she'll say
job,
she will quit.
to quit that job. And
So that they will suffer together.
thank you very much. So this is a case of a jealous husband. It's a case of a husband that is jealous that don't want to see her progress because we have seen 101 men that we prefer to even stay at home and let the woman go and be hustling the husband. Go. But they will do everything
Yes,
in their
now
power to make sure that the
see,
house is
she
in good
said,
condition.
Rashida, she said she has been the one that has been taking care of the 7% of the expenses of the family. She has been doing it, so she was already used to it. So the work that they even pursue himself is not like he was taking care of the family. She has been helping.
How can you have a woman that is paying 70% of everything in the household? See, you will even feel guilty. What will I not do? I will wash. I will do everything. I will
Nah,
clean.
people will
Just
get conscience now.
that's what I'm
Rashida,
saying now. This one, humanity. There's no humanity in this equation.
before you go on, Rashida, let me even drop this one too. You see this culture thing, right? There's this words that we use, and I don't agree with it. When you think about it, it's wrong. A man will be taking care of his kids, then he'll say he's helping the mom and babysitting. How can you be babysitting your own kids? You're not helping. You are their dad. She is not her sole responsibility to take care of the children. They are your kids. You are not helping. If somebody comes from the outside, then they are helping. You are not helping because you're supposed to take care of your kids.
Yes, unfortunately.
Yes. So you see, this is the bottom of the problem. So left to him, oh, left to him,
Unfortunately.
the kids are your responsibility.
Yes.
Go and finish all the work that you want to
I
finish the
still
work,
come
and
and
you come and do the one that is your own. It's your own responsibility to go, even if you are going to go and carry water and be selling pure water.
this.
It's your own responsibility as a man to cater for the family. Why is he not doing his own?
This percentage that I'm about to drop now is not, it has not been confirmed anywhere. But I will tell you, out of 100%, only 2% of men believe that it's a joint responsibility for them to take care of their kids. Because we have seen men that are taking care of, see, we have seen men that are intentional. They love it. They love it. Like, if they want to be part of their
And
child's
you
life,
see the
they do it
relationship,
with joy, with
their
pride. They
relationship
want to
with
change
their kids
pampers.
is different. You see the relationship with their kids is even different. It's different.
They love the smell of their children
Rashida, I
pampers.
beg.
Let the child poo poo. I will change it.
Rashida, you know there's
Let's.
this joke that is always going around on Twitter. They're like, women are marrying their enemies and they don't know. So tell me, is this woman not married to her enemy? You get enemy, we'll go do past this one. Now think about it.
She needs to sort it out and sort it out
No,
as
but she
fast.
said, obviously, she said she's done, right? Like, she's just trying to know what to do before the divorce. That's what she said.
The
She,
best thing for
like,
her
if
is she's never going to quit that job. It's out of the question. That is that one cancel. No matter
even with the job,
how
even with
he
the job
tries to
that was
frustrate
happening.
you, no matter how he tries to frustrate you, you're not going to quit that job. And you're going to take your kids to your mother. Thank God you have a mother. If you don't
I'm
have a
telling you.
mother, that's where they will say anybody who can come and be saying anything, you take them to your mother. She will gladly take care of them. School bus will come and take
Gladly.
them from there.
Gladly.
Talking about women marrying their enemies, this tweet said, if my wife, this one, he's not even married. He's already spilling rubbish. That is why he's not even married.
Not plenty.
He said, if my wife ever have birth complications, I will ask the doctor to save my baby first. This is an action every responsible husband will take. You are not even married. You are saying rubbish.
Rashida,
that's why
Rashida,
if you want to marry, go and look at that person you are married. If he's on social media, go and look at all his tweets. All his
I'm telling you.
Tweets. Because you will go. Rashida. That's how you have complication. You just die. First baby, you are
Rashida.
Dead.
Rashida, cool down. Rashida, don't be vexed. Even the ones that have not aired it, you know that is their belief deep down. Remember a while back, when we were on the streets and we were talking about that interview where they were asking some, this one, not be young men, said elderly people, are you willing to give kidney to your wife? He said, which one?
But I saw another interview, same thing. They were asking the women. Thank you. And the women said they are not going to do it though. The women too said they are not going to do it. So nobody's giving anybody kidney. Everybody hold your kidney. The men are not saying they are not going to give the women. The women are saying they are not going to give the men. Everybody, oh yeah, hold your own. Don't ask me for my kidney and I shall not ask you for your own.
She can. Crazy. It's really sad. Hypothetical question and still you are failing.
Another trending tweet was, what was the biggest sacrifice you have made for a person? Can you remember any, like, the biggest sacrifice you have made for somebody?
The biggest sacrifice. Well, are you supposed to say it? Are you supposed to say it?
They say you should not, yeah. But there are like things that you've gone out of your way to do it for somebody.
Of course, but yeah. I think it's somehow saying it.
Apart from that, I think the person you did it for is in the right position to say what you've done, not you. Sometimes you...
So the question should be what somebody did, like, that you...
But somebody has something. So this person's biggest sacrifice you have made for a person was, in 2007, I fell sick and spent days in the hospital treating typhoid. The day I was discharged from the hospital, my ex came to my room to greet me. She said she wanted to do kerewawa. To do kerewawa. That she
kerewawa is a song.
Kerewawa.
You have to say it with your chest.
She wanted to have sex with him and that she had missed him. He said, I gave her 2 rounds. I fainted.
It's
so
a lie.
That was
this
his
one alarm back. I don't believe it, Rashida.
that was his biggest sacrifice. Somebody said, I thought I had seen it all, but you see, somebody has got to tell you his story. You say you cannot believe it.
Unbelievable.
Rashida, he said he was rushed back. He made me laugh, Sha. Anything can happen. He also said she doesn't believe that one. Maybe you believe this one. In 2023, my husband relocated to Germany. Me being the second wife, I was supposed to join him, but his first wife went for Umrah and from there went to join him. Now she has asked her 2 kids to join her. My hubby is saying
joining committee.
My hubby is saying I should move to his family house in Ilorin, that 2 of us can't come to Germany. I'm livid and angry. You know what? I'm lucky happy for the first wife. No, what is it? What is Abloki happy for the first wife? I love it for the first wife.
Women are seeing things, yeah?
With my full chest. No, the first wife is smart. The first wife, she is smart. She didn't argue. She did nothing. She did not... she just relocated. You know that she went for Umrah. The man has been in Germany. And now, she has gone to join him. No children. It's like a fresh honeymoon. Maybe it's a honeymoon that they have never done before. The love is starting afresh. There's no children to interrupt. They are not thinking of anything.
They will rekindle the love.
It's just the 2 of them. Now this man has realized, he's getting fresh food. She's doing everything.
But Rashida, the second wife did not ask for this now. She
did not ask, but then again, things happen.
She did not ask for this one.
Well, you're planning your own. Allah is planning his own. It was Allah's plan. So, you know the prayer that she has prayed in Umrah.
As in, that's true.
you are underestimating the power of prayer. The prayer that God will answer sharp. Now, do you know what she has prayed?
We didn't know.
The second wife demotion. They said she should go back to their family house.
She said
house.
The children are joining them.
And maybe this one she has not given birth. Because she did not mention. They not say she go back to village.
And she go to family house. How can a new wife go to family house? Which kind of wickedness be that?
The man has just realized that.
Now wickedness.
No, but that's not fair for the second wife.
Now wickedness.
It's wickedness, but that's that's not fair for the second
It's
wife.
not fair now
Like,
because she
if he
didn't
had
ask
not
for
married
this
her, it would
now.
have been better than, you know. She has to believe it now. It's crazy. Because if she was not in the equation, they would have done their thing and they'll be fine. But he married you.
Thank you.
Did
Thank
you
you.
hear? And she had that she was the one that was supposed to go. Then the first wife just did. She has gone. She
Maybe
has
they
prayed. She
deceive
has
her. They
meditated.
deceive her.
God has
They
showed her what
deceive
to
her.
do.
We are going to go.
She went to claim her territory. I'm sad for the second wife, but I'm happy for the first wife. Like,
How can you be doing two at the same time, Rashida?
No, I'm trying to
Choose
put
one.
myself in both situations, because if I was the first wife, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
It's a wise decision. Not everybody can do that. But if I was the second wife and this happened, it's going to be crazy. It's not even funny. Because I rather I was not your wife, not after marrying you and everything, and this is what I have to face. I didn't ask for it. You'd have left me, let another person marry
Not
me.
funny.
Anyway, you sis, on that note, we have come to the end of this episode. After you have given me headache with Nigeria protests and all the Nigeria wahala, we're able to solve some dilemmas. Thank you guys for listening this far. Hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did recording. Please don't forget to do all the good stuff for us. Like, comment, subscribe, leave us an honest review. If you want to come on the podcast, you can send us an email. We'll gladly reply you.
Well, thank you everybody for listening thus far. Thank you for staying here with us. I know it's been a hard one with all the protest talk, but we thank you so much. Give us a follow at our social media handles is at the Chill Sisters Podcast.com, both on Instagram and TikTok. You can send us an email, the Chill Sisters Podcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much. Have a nice one. Have a good week. Take care. Thank you.